You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
A suspect is in the hospital following a high-speed pursuit involving law enforcement on I-20. According to reports, the pursuit of a motorcycle began in Bossier Parish, with Houghton police in pursuit of the motorcyclist, the chase leading eastbound on Interstate 20 into Webster Parish. State police, Minden police, the Webster Sheriff's Office assisting. The chase continued onto exit 47 heading southbound on Highway 371 onto Nursery Road, where the motorcycle then crashed. The rider was transported to Minden Medical Center for treatment of injuries. The incident began around midnight and is under investigation. Minden City Police report an arrest for disturbing the peace and disturbing the peace with violence. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest on a probation hold. A reminder to motorists from the Department of Transportation and Development, starting Monday, beginning at 8 a.m., the Dorcheat Road over Caney Creek between Topeka Trail and Methodist Camp Road in Webster Parish will be closed to allow the contractor to remove and replace the existing structure. The closure is expected to last 6 months. Also starting Monday, January 30th through Friday, February 10th, there will be intermittent lane closures on both northbound and southbound lanes at the 371 overpass at the KCS Railroad crossing just north of I-20 to allow the contractor to collect necessary soil boring samples. Also Monday, January 30th through Friday, February 10th, there will be intermittent lane closures on both northbound and southbound lanes on Highway 371 or North Main in Sibley at the Highway 164 intersection to allow a contractor to collect necessary soil boring samples. All work is performed, weather permitting. Today, mostly sunny. Look for a high near 59 with a southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low near 40, south wind 10 miles an hour. 20% chance of showers Saturday, high 63, south wind gust to 30 miles an hour. 80% chance of showers Saturday night, low near 56, south wind gust to 30 miles an hour. 60% chance for showers Sunday, high 62, 20% Sunday night, low 48, and that's the forecast. Today is the final day for qualifying for the March 25th election. On the ballot March 25th will be a special election for Webster Parish School Board District 9 and Justice of the Peace in District 3. So far, none have qualified for those races. Qualifying continues today 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. in the Webster Parish Clerk of Courts office at the Webster Parish Courthouse. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Mike Craig, Nicholas Bryant pleaded not guilty to possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and will stand trial June 19th. Alicia Clark pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance and possession Schedule 2, 2 grams or more but less than 28 grams, and will stand trial June 19th. Kenesha Franklin pleaded not guilty to obstruction of justice and will stand trial September 18th. Hope Lachey Frazier pleaded not guilty to resisting an officer with force and will stand trial May 15th. Kentavious Layton pleaded not guilty to simple burglary and will stand trial July 24th. Chasmin Lewis pleaded not guilty to theft of $1,000 or more but less than $5,000 and will stand trial July 24th. Chastity Macon was fined $1,000 plus court cost plus 2 years probation for possession of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance. Jessica McClellan pleaded not guilty to illegal possession of a weapon with a controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial May 15th. Kenneth McWilliams pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial June 19th. Dominic Shantess Reed pleaded not guilty to possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and will stand trial June 19th. Michael Joe Reeves Jr. pleaded not guilty to illegal possession of a weapon with a controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial May 15th. Jeffrey Tyrone Snell pleaded not guilty to simple escape and possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, and will stand trial September 18th. Rush Lamar Thornton Jr. pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule I controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute and DWI, and will stand trial June 19th. Katoria Willis pleaded not guilty to issuing worthless checks and will stand trial June 19th. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation. Derek O'Rear, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Charles Williams, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute and possession of drug paraphernalia. Charles Rayner, domestic abuse battery. Corey Ray, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, illegal possession of stolen things and possession of drug paraphernalia. Jason Hillman, possession Schedule IV controlled dangerous substance, possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, possession of drug paraphernalia and resisting an officer. Seth Cochran, interfering with a law investigation and simple burglary. Cynthia Dick, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, possession drug paraphernalia. Frederick Harris, monetary instrument abuse. Chancellor Crow, theft and monetary instrument abuse. David Thomas, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, possession Schedule I synthetic controlled dangerous substance, possession Schedule III and possession Schedule IV controlled dangerous substance, and introducing contraband into a corrections center. Fabio Cantu, felony home improvement fraud. Janice Jordan, failure to appear. Memorial service for Barry Donahue, age 69 of Houghton, is scheduled for 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Forest Park Funeral Home in Shreveport, with burial in the Forest Park West Cemetery. Survivors include his wife, Kathy Donahue, a son, Warren Donahue, two stepsons, Michael Sanders and Matthew Sanders, a brother, Philip Donahue, and eight grandchildren. Funeral services for Christine Murray are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday at Mount Calm Baptist Church, with Reverend T. Alexander Knapp officiating. Burial will be in the Shepherd Street Cemetery. A visitation will be today from noon till 5 p.m. at the Doyle Funeral Home. Survivors include her husband, Nolan Murray, and two sons, Christopher Murray and Jonathan Murray. Funeral services for Kendrick Jermaine Robinson, age 43, of Dallas, Texas, are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning in the 14th District Building. Burial will be in the Shady Grove Cemetery. A visitation will be held today from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Funeral services for Fannie Mae Collins Gaskins, age 64, are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Rabboni Kingdom Church International in Shreveport, with Pastor Aaron Johnson officiating. Survivors include her husband, Philip Gaskins Sr., two sons, a daughter, twin sister, Annie Faye Thomas of Minden, a brother, six grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. Visitation will be today from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Kennons Mortuary Chapel. Graveside services for infant Dakiri Dion Montgomery are scheduled for 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon in the Shepherd Street Cemetery. A visitation is scheduled for today from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel.
Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Cancel Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. For rent, a three-bedroom brick house at 612 Watt Circle, call 0060. They have a three-bedroom house for rent, brick house. It's located at 612 Watt Circle. 0060 is the number. A couch to give away, call 2584. They have a couch to give away. They're at 2584. Wanted someone to build a privacy fence. Call and give quotes at 268-1945. Wanted someone who could build a privacy fence. Call and give a quote at 268-1945. Wanted a stove for around $50. They'd also like to buy a refrigerator with a price of around $75. Call 678-0354. Wanted a stove for around $50 and wants to buy a refrigerator for around $75. 678-0354. Four tires for sale, size 235-16. They're $15 each, or you can buy all four for $50 at 780-5239. Four tires for sale, size 235-16, $15 each, or $50 to buy all four. 780-5239. For sale, an electric dryer and a gas stove at 455-9682. For sale, electric dryer and a gas stove, 455-9682. Wanted two truck tires, size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Wanted two truck tires in size 255-70-16, 465-3881. Greens for sale, 562-0887, and leave message. They have greens to sell. Call 562-0887. Please leave message and phone number. For sale, a computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind. 754-8967. A computer roller desk and a pop-up hunting blind for sale, all at 754-8967. For sale, two dog houses, one for $35 and one for $45, 562-0603. They have two dog houses for sale. One goes for $35. You can buy the other one for $45 at 562-0603. Wanted a couch and a recliner. 382-3985. Wanted a couch and a recliner at 382-3985.
For rent, a three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center Street, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit. Call 553-0189. That's for rent. Three-bedroom, one-bath house at 803 Center, $800 a month, plus an $850 deposit at 553-0189.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.